Hello, good evening. Yeah, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Sir, can you be so kind and share your opinion and be brief? Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you, sir. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
No, I always vote.
Definitely? Should I record that as your answer?
Yeah, I vote.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And just to make sure we reach in everybody in your community, can you please tell me what is your race? White, Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
African American.
And thank you, sir. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
64.
Thank you, sir. I'm very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, sir, I'm going to read you the list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each one, can you please rate on the scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you personally to have them focus on? Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 is somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all to you. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Depends how you feel. Here's the first one. Making housing more affordable from 0 to 10. What number?
10.
And reducing crime and gun violence. What number?
10.
And fighting racism and discrimination. What number?
Repeat that.
The issue of fighting racism and discrimination. How important of an issue is that for you, from 0 to 10?
10.
And protecting voting rights and democracy, from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you, sir. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities? How do you feel, better, about the same, or worse?
I would say about the same.
But the same, thank you. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
I would say they're getting better.
It's getting better, okay, thank you. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the American, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two. Do you think it's marijuana and other cannabis products, or vaping, or cigarettes, or opiates and fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, ketamine? Crack and fentanyl, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. And now, I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Now, tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation and support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Now, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree? Or strongly disagree?
I've been at cancer from smoking cigarettes.
Understand.
About 30 years.
Understood. And there is no right or wrong answer, sir. What should I record as your answer? Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree?
I agree with that.
I'm sorry, you're breaking out.
I strongly agree with that.
Oh, strongly agree with that. Okay, I'm sorry, sir. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Sir, can you please tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with each of the products? The first one is e-cigarettes or vapes. How familiar are you with that? Berries or what, or not at all?
I know a lot of people that went from smoking cigarettes to smoking beer.
So are you somewhat familiar or very familiar with that?
I'm very familiar.
Okay.
I don't know. But
understood.
I know everybody takes my beers.
Understood. How familiar are you with oral nicotine pouches? Berries or what, or not at all familiar?
I'm not really familiar.
Okay, should I record somewhat familiar or not at all familiar?
Familiar.
Okay, how about heat non-burn tobacco products? Berries, somewhat, or not at all familiar with that?
Oh, I'm familiar with that.
Very familiar?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, sir. And I appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco or nicotine alternatives. Now, the question is, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Cost of smoking has gone up, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more government restrictions and bans, or more education in anti-tobacco advertising? What do you think is the reason for those changes?
I would say education a lot.
Thank you, sir. More education. Thank you. Okay, moving right along. Now I'm going to read you real quick two statements that some people have made about cigarette smoking. Can you please tell me which did you agree with more? Here's the first statement. The federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. The smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking on our daily life. Now, vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. Second statement, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but they may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million Americans adults who still smoke. A smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them, until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Now, which of these statements do you agree with more? The first one or second one?
Second.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you, sir. Okay, thank you. The second statement. Now, would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Much more harmful? Somewhat much more? Somewhat less harmful or much less? Understood. Now I'm going to read you real quick some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of a smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Can you please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree at all with the statement. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first statement, sir. We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Okay? Now, nicotine is not a carcinogen, I think that's how you say it. And while smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. Now, from 0 to 10, how much do you agree with that statement?
I would say 5.
Thank you. And many people who smoke today came from minority populations. Then nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year. It's not on the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we cannot just pretend this is not happening. The FDA must begin introducing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. From 0 to 10, what number?
How empathetic of 5.
Okay. And the FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to this alternative for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death. From 0 to 10, what number?
I would say 5.
The 5, somewhat agree with that. Okay. Sir, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you once again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree with that.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you, sir. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following? How about e-cigarettes or vapes? Yes or no?
No, I had cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
That was 32 years ago. I had cancer on my voice.
Understood. Now, how about cigarettes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Heat, not burn tobacco products? Yes or no?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches? Yes or no?
None of that shit. No.
How about pipe tobacco?
No.
A smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No, none of that.
And cigars? None, okay. Now, switching gears just a little bit, so we can finish. The last few questions are for statistical purpose only. What's the last year of a schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, or postgraduate?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
I'm a partner. Family's had a great year.
Understood. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
And which of the following best describe how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I would say not middle, a little more than middle. But
middle class, working class, low income, upper middle?
No. Upper middle.
Upper middle class? Thank you, sir. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Not middle.
You say urban?
Suburban.
Oh, suburban. Thank you, sir. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ community? Yes or no?
I don't care about this.
Understood. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Yeah, I'm all Democrat.
Understood. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe, I will never vote for Donald Trump.
Understood, sir. So she wrote for Joe Biden, right? So we can move right along?
Yes.
And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir.
All right, is it?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.